from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, indeed. Oh, indeed.
Welcome. Is this a new hit or is this from Josh's collection?
This is what happens when you're off an entire day. You get to be more creative. I like this genre of music.
This is good. It's like 1940s or maybe 50s, I guess. I don't know what it's from, but some kind
in the rain for you.
Bad TV show back in the day that you look back at and you go, why were people watching this? And the answer was because it was on and there weren't options.
Yeah, you had three channels, but boy, you didn't.
Do you really have more options now with unlimited channels, unlimited streaming than you did back then with three channels? Like, do you still find yourself just clicking the guide and going, there's nothing here?
Yeah, it's like Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix. I've said for years Netflix stunk, and I got roasted over the coals for that. And then Brad Keller came out and goes like, there's nothing on Netflix worth watching. I'm like, see? I've been saying this for years. I was 2 years ahead of everybody. How could you say there's nothing on Netflix? Because there was nothing on Netflix. Thank goodness they had Seinfeld. That was it. That was keeping me on Netflix.
See, I have a different take on that, is that there's so much on there. I'm so indecisive.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Yeah, you don't know what to pick.
It'll say new on Netflix and I'll scroll for like 45 seconds,
right?
And then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go down and look at comedies, and then I'm gonna look at this, and then I look at this, and then I'm like, all right, I'm exhausted with research. But there's a lot of good stuff on Netflix.
Well, but I get caught in that as well, where you start like, you know, looking for stuff and you're like, I don't want to watch this, or maybe I want to watch this, and then you just check out because you got too many options out there right now. But you know, Netflix has gotten better, I think, over the last couple of years. But there was a lull there, I guess, right before COVID, during COVID, where there just wasn't much on Netflix other than that Tiger King that everybody was watching. And I still maintain to this day, Dusty, nobody's watching Tiger King if we aren't locked up.
I don't know, man.
I don't think anybody's watching that thing.
Have you seen what hits in society these days?
That's a fair point. That is a fair point, yes. But
shows called Naked and Afraid.
Yeah. well, hey, whatever works and whatever floats your boat.
Right.
But I think like Tiger King hit right at the right time. It was released right when lockdown started and everybody was gathered around. It was like the cool thing to do. We didn't think we'd be locked down for half the year, right? We all thought it'd be 2 weeks and we'd be on our merry way.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks turned into 16 months and here we sit, right? And everybody's like, well, I guess I'll watch Tiger King and see this guy feed rancid meat to lions.
And among other things.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever else went on there. That man
married two men on the same day.
Yeah.
While making a video that he wasn't singing in, also while having a gun.
That's right. Yeah. Like, it was a wonderful show.
That's just like tip of the iceberg of that show.
Yep.
I don't know, man. We need to get into sports. But that show, man, not really. That was one of those things where, like, you would watch an episode. And I remember, we do this real quick. I remember watching Tiger King during COVID. And you would watch, like, towards the end. Like, you'd get the climax of the episode. Like, and then her husband disappeared.
Right.
And then it was like, but on the next episode, watch this guy marry two other dudes and sing a song that he didn't write or perform and try to get royalties of it. And you're like, okay, I don't know where the next episode's going,
yeah,
but play.
Yeah, hit play and see what happens. But again, I still maintain, like, that's when you probably would have checked out after two or three episodes. But at that point in time, we had nothing else to do. So we all sat there and watched it. That guy's still locked up, right? He's still in jail.
Yeah,
and,
okay, he's still trying to get pardoned.
Yeah, okay, good. Best of luck to you on that one, sir. Best of luck to you on that.
Speaking of way back Wednesday, can we get Tiger or a man? Signed Joe Exotic from the Slammer?
Yeah. Joe Exotic, that was his name.
Yeah,
Joe, I don't know why I forgot
that. Guess what, mother blank?
Yeah. I'm Joe Exotic.
Yeah. And I'm running for office.
I had never heard that zoo even existed down in Oklahoma, because I would have thought over the years driving to Texas or someplace like that, you would have come across this thing.
Last time you've been to Oklahoma?
Probably 2001.
Yeah, 20
years. No, I'm sorry. 21. Oh, 2021. Okay. Yeah, I think that's what it was. 2021 we went down there. Maybe 22. Written, it wasn't that long ago.
Mm-hmm. Welcome into Fesco in the Morning. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, and Mac Morey with you on a August 6th. 6 o'clock in the morning, but it feels a little later in the day maybe for you, because last night you might have, you know, got to bed early because the game was kind of blown out of proportion once Angel Zerpa got in. But that's not where we pick things up. That's where you can go find Verner's postgame show and listen to those sort of things. But the way I looked at this game is, losing the first game of the series is no bueno, because you got to take two from three from here on out. I think there's 49 games left. There, you take two out of three in almost every series you play. Yes, that's just where you're at. And that's why I think if a lot of you who watched this game last night, I don't think you and I are here yet. At least I'm not. But winning the first game of a series, the obvious, if we do sports cliches, is massively important, because then you only have one of two to, you know, split the rest.
Yeah, right.
And if you're going to win every series 2-3, getting the first one is key, and that kind of sets the tone, obviously. And that's why I think people are either jumping immediately or staying put. Jumping immediately, and it's almost like an every night thing. And you, if you do this to yourself, brutal, because yes, it's a loss. Cleveland loses, Minnesota does win, Boston does win, but everything feels like playoff scenario, because we are in a 2-3 situation from here on out, whether you believe it or like it or not.
Well, it is playoff scenarios from here on out, because, you know, you've got to win more than you lose in order to get in. I mean, we're not breaking things, you know, down like that. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, last night's game, you flush that away and you move on to the next. The thing that stood out, now, Brady Singer has been gassed twice by the Red Sox, right? Like the last start before the All-Star break, he got beat pretty good by the Boston Red Sox. Last night, he got beat around pretty good by the Boston Red Sox. So he's the kryptonite, or they're his kryptonite, I guess you could say. And that doesn't bode well for me going into the postseason, because Boston could be a team that you have to face in the postseason. And if you do have to face Boston in the postseason, Brady Singer has not had such good success against the Boston Red Sox, and he's supposed to be one of your aces. So that was a little concerning last night. The other thing that is continuing to be concerning for me is not the loss or anything like that, but everybody's going to wake up this morning and go, what are we doing with this bullpen? And to me, it's bigger than Angel Zerpa. I was talking to one of the guys at the Jay about it yesterday, and he's like, my God, no matter like who we put in there, they seem to give up runs. Hunter Harvey has been giving up runs, and, you know, the general is not the general anymore, right, that he was for the first, you know, 5 minutes of the season or whatever the case may be. That Ursae guy is pretty good. I enjoy watching him from Oakland, but right now I think what we've come to realize, Dusty, is that I don't know who that reliable arm is out of the bullpen right now, and that to me is more concerning than anything else on this team right now. It's not even about the loss last night. The thing that concerns me is, who can we rely on now out of the bullpen when you got a good team like the Boston Red Sox there? Like, we feasted on the Tigers and White Sox. The White Sox have lost 21 games in a row. They've not won since like the 8th of July or something like that, right? So you beat up on them, you beat up on the Tigers. Now you have an opportunity to take care of business against a team that is as good as you in that same kind of category. And you got beat in pretty good last night, and the big reason was because you didn't have that reliable arm out of the bullpen. And that is kind of becoming the story over the last 2 weeks. The starters have been great, but what happens when you turn it over the bullpen? Who's that guy you can rely on right now? Other than Ursae, I don't know that we have that guy in the bullpen. Somebody needs to emerge if this team is going to stay in that playoff chase.
Yeah, I mean, I know Sunday they tried out who they put out there? Hunter Harvey to close the game out. I mean,
he's given up runs in just about every game he's faced so far. So the bullpen right now is just not a reliable part of this organization. And they've got to figure that out. And I don't know how you figure that out. I don't know what you do, what you decide to do. Maybe it's Alec Marsh coming back up from the minor leagues and giving you a fresh look out there. Zerpa was terrible last night. There's just no other way to put it. Yeah. Hunter Harvey has not been good since he's come over from Washington. The other guy, MacArthur, he stinks. And then you've got Ursaig, who can't pitch every inning every night, but he's become your most reliable guy. He's the guy that I would look for now. If you're in a tight situation, you need to get a couple of outs. You need to find a way to, you know, move a game forward. That Ursaig guy is really, really good. He's the guy that I believe right now that you can trust in that bullpen. But again, you can't pitch him in every single inning and every single opportunity. Other guys need to emerge, and we're at the point of the season now where they're, unless you're coming from the minor leagues, which is whatever, there's no reinforcements out there for the bullpen, and that's the concerning part for me right now. It's starting to add up that who can we rely on the bullpen? You can rely on those guys when you play the White Sox and the Tigers. Can you rely on this bullpen when you play the Red Sox and the Twins and the Cardinals and the Yankees and the Guardians and the Phillies and the Astros, which is what the gauntlet of the schedule is coming up over the next 30 days?
Yeah, I think that Ursaig is probably your closer.
Has to be, right?
Obviously, you didn't see him last night. It wasn't a situation. That's why you saw Hunter Harvey, or not Hunter Harvey, but that's why you saw MacArthur in a game where it was 9-5.
Yeah, sure. I don't have a problem with MacArthur in a game where it's 9-5 at all. That's the game he belongs in.
Yeah, and those are normally the subtle hints that you have to see, like when those guys are getting used in those situations. That's why they're in there. That's why Anderson came in. That's why MacArthur came in. Why deplete your bullpen?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I had a guess, I would assume that Harvey's probably your eighth inning guy. Ursaig's probably your ninth inning guy. And Bubich is probably your seventh. That's why you'll get a little bit of reinforcement once they figure out Alec Marsh's role. Then maybe he comes up and gives you some sort of glimpse of hope. And then maybe you have like a Bubich-Marsh kind of combination with an Ursaig. And then that's your closer. And then Hunter Harvey doesn't have to pitch every day. Ursaig obviously didn't pitch last night. No opportunity.
Yeah, and there wasn't an opportunity for him to pitch last night, right? Zerpa came in and threw gasoline out there and then lit it on fire and walked away.
Yeah, he faced I think he faced six batters and gave up one and got one out.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Gave up four runs, four hits, and just was the owner of the gas can last night.
Yep.
I mean, the bullpen is the question. I mean, you got to get something sort of figured out. And the thing that's weird about bullpens is it takes a ton of time to figure it out, but it takes one minor move to kind of align everything up. And once you find it and once you have it and the juice is flowing there, then your bullpen is set. The only unfortunate part about this year that the Royals haven't yet done is they haven't put those pieces correctly together. Like, they have enough pieces, at least in my opinion, to keep something that is decent enough to give you a run. Can it win a World Series? I don't know. Maybe there's three bullpens in the entire league that can win you a World Series.
Right.
Philadelphia, Los Angeles, you know. And so, but if you could put them together right, like if it's Marsh and Bubich every other night, and then it's Ursaig in the ninth, and then it's MacArthur, not MacArthur, but then it's Hunter Harvey in the eighth, or it's somebody else in the eighth, and then
maybe
it's like
Stratton?
Yeah, Stratton in the eighth. Then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, that's our mold. That's one that, is it going to be great every night? No, but is it going to be great more consistently than it has been? Yes. Trust your offense to keep going, because that offense didn't give up last night either.
No, they didn't give up last night. That was good to see. I mean, yeah, it was 8-2, and they're still battling. And so you appreciate that all the way to the end of the game. You really do like that. But again, I mean, we're talking about maybe Alec Marsh coming in and saving the bullpen, who has literally no big league experience this year out of the bullpen. We don't know what he's going to do. Like, that's just a hope and a prayer. It's time for these veteran guys that get paid the veteran type of money, the Hunter Harveys of the world and whatnot, to kind of step up and do your job. Like, this is now nut cutting time when it comes to the Kansas City Royals. And there's really no room for error right now. And there's no room for mistakes. And I know that's harsh to say, but this is what a playoff race is all about, right? This is what a pennant race is all about. This is what trying to get into the postseason is all about. You have to rely on the guys that you are paying to step it up. The Bobby Witts, the Salvador Perez's of the world, Ursaig now, Hunter Harvey. You gave up a king's ransom for Hunter Harvey, right? Everybody loved that trade when they did it. They flipped the prospect and the 39th pick in the draft for this guy. And everybody's like, oh, great, yay. And now Hunter Harvey has to start earning the trust and start earning the love from the fans. by going out there and getting guys out, because I think right now fans are on edge. You could sense it last night with that bullpen coming in and Zerpa doing whatever it was that he did last night. Fans are definitely on edge right now with this team, and I think they're a little nervous now when that bullpen door swings open, as we all should be, because nobody has asserted themselves as somebody that you can truly 100% rely on out of that bullpen. And I don't know if that's ever going to be the case. We're never going to have HDH, right? You just don't have those type of things. But it would be nice to have a few guys that you could definitely rely on. And right now, we're not at that point in time. So they've got to get better out in that bullpen.
Just try and relax, fans. It'll be okay, I promise. Royals 63-51. Game and a half behind the Twins in second place. I believe they are, what, five games out of first place. So, again, not a whole lot of damage. Still got a game and a half lead over Boston. You get two more against them tonight and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just control what you control. Baseball coverage on 610 Sports Radio is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. She's back, baby. You thought we were back for a day. She comes back on the other side. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio.
A lot of buildup to get to that part of the song there, Mac. It's deep cut.
Yeah. Do you know the name of that song?
Yeah, Michael McDonald.
R.I.P. to Nate Dogg. Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology as the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Royals dropped game one of the first three against Boston. Game two tonight, 7-10. Game three tomorrow night, 7-10. Tomorrow night's my birthday.
Tomorrow night's your birthday. Hey, are they going to win for your birthday?
I hope. I used to always go on my birthday. Yeah. Now I'm just like, eh.
Yeah. I got things to do and a life, and I got to get up at 4 a.m. now.
I used to always be that guy that'd be like, my parents, I guess, always an old man at heart.
Yeah.
Is obviously having like an August birthday.
Mm-hmm.
My parents would always say, like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I'm like, can we just grill out at home?
Yeah, that's a perfect day.
One,
yeah. Man out of my own heart right there.
Being a 90s kid, they don't do this anymore. But for those of you that are in your mid-30s like I am or late 30s, you all know this. You either were all in or you had a fear that shaked you to your core that when you went out to eat in a restaurant on your birthday, that your parents or somebody was going to be a good
somebody
birthday,
was going to do something. Yep.
And then here comes the entire staff to sing you happy birthday.
The best place to go for your birthday as a kid was Chi-Chi's. I mean, you know, they sang to you. You got the fried ice cream. It was a fantastic spot to go for your birthday. But, you know, I used to do that to friends in college. Anytime we would all go out, I go, that's his birthday over there. Hey, 100%. Sing. You know, like you pull that stunt, right? Like an embarrassed guy and whatnot.
That guy.
And, it was always fun. But you always got to get a free piece of cake out of the deal, Dusty. And I had to maintain 300 pounds in college. I wasn't doing that lightly. We went to Hooters on Metcalf one time. Okay. Back in the day, because
that's,
you know,
a place I might be okay telling them it's my birthday.
It's your birthday, right? And,
you know,
and so I tried
again?
To. They put a pot on one of the guys' head and start banging it with the wooden spoon,
okay,
and like that. He wasn't happy about that. Sorry, Kirk. I apologize to this day for that. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, if I could eat 50 wings, no problem there, man. It was great.
I think the worst I ever got was Joe's Crab Shack.
Oh yeah, what did they do to you there?
They made me get on a broom, spank it, and run around the entire restaurant with like an oversized cowboy
hat. So that's what you did last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other one, I was like, I think I was six. I always get told the story, and they did it at Olive Garden.
No, Olive Garden. Good spot for the birthday.
Yeah, because they're your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that, I guess, I don't remember this. My family would tell me that they all came out to sing, and I hid under the table and grabbed like my mother's legs and was just like terrified. So I, yeah, dude, too much like restaurant PTSD. So I got out of there. I was like, yeah, we can grill out of the house. My parents were like, yeah, cheaper. Yep. Everybody can come here.
Everybody can,
like,
come over.
We can drink. I'm like, yes, let's just do burgers. And it got to the point where it's like, every year they would just start asking me, like, so we want to just grill.
Yep, just grill birthday. Out of the house. Perfect like that. Yeah. So what are you going to be, 38 years old?
Nah, 37.
37 years old. Look at you. I remember Younger 10 years ago when I was 37. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. 10 years ago when I was 37, you know what was happening? The Royals made the playoffs that year 10 years ago. So let's hope for your 37th birthday, you get to see the Royals in the postseason as well, Dusty. Well,
I'm sure this lady that does cliches, I'm sure she was around 37 years ago.
No, she definitely was. Guaranteed. Yeah, no question about it. And scene.
Well, hello! I am back from hiatus to return to cliches from camp, the most important nonsensical time of the year. I love nothing more than a bowl of porridge, a spot of tea, and a great cliché!
First seemed really weird, kind of being out of town in the dorm and all that, but coming out to this every day makes it pretty fun.
We tell the guys, make it as hard as you can on us.
I'm just, you know, stepping in, trying to step up and make some plays.
It's all about just trying to get better every day.
I like them. Just keep working. Consistency always as you go.
Just trying to do everything, you know. It takes all of us.
You know, we got great fans. They show up every day.
Where else would you want to be? Honestly, that's what it comes down to. There's no other place I'd rather be.
You got a real good feel for the game. Smart kid, real smart.
This is your ceiling, and then once you reach that, then you break it, and then you go even higher.
I think just playing football.
I've continued to grow. That's probably my favorite part is day one here versus now. I'm continuing to get better.
There's only one goal, and that's universal amongst our team and our teammates. You know, and it's pretty clear, it's pretty obvious, and it's pretty simple at the end of the day.
I'm trying to just learn as much as I can and be a part of it, but it's pretty cool how they do things.
Focus on what your job is and get it done.
The Royal family would be so proud of all of these glorious, wonderful cliches from camp. Until next time, it is me, the British woman.
Some good ones in there.
I want to believe she has a nice voice. I'm trying to get into it.
You get into it. It's a good voice.
Just takes over.
I do like the, you got to break through the ceiling. You know, the ceiling is where you are, and then you break through the ceiling, and you get even higher. I mean, that who was that gentleman who said that one, Matt? Because was that Creed?
No, I think that was Karloftis.
Oh, Karloftis. That was a good
one. He's got a lot of good ones. Karloftis
got a lot of good ones out there. Yeah, they go through them on the first day of camp. Here are the cliches that you're going to use, and then they'll turn it into a bit on the radio station, and everybody will enjoy it. Apparently, Brandon Ayuk is close to deciding on a team this morning. I guess there are the late night reports that are coming out. He apparently, this is wonderful. I love this. He apparently has a deal worked out, and the 49ers have a deal worked out with either Cleveland or New England, right? Like those are the two teams that they have worked out a deal with overnight for Brandon Ayuk. And now he gets to decide which team he's going to go to based on who comes up with the best contract offer. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. I mean, whoever offers him the most money, the most guaranteed money, is where Brandon Ayuk is going to go. And I have no issue with that. That's the way the world works. What I do have a kind of interesting kind of look at this year is how is this going to affect Brock Purdy? Because I think this is the way we really see how good a quarterback Brock Purdy is. Brandon Ayuk, people will say he's probably the third or fourth option on the team. He's still a big option on the team. You're taking that option away now. And whether it's Amari Cooper coming back from New England or whoever the case may be, that they're going to get in return for Cleveland, but whoever New England's going to send back for Brandon Ayuk is not going to be as good as
Jason's
Brandon Ayuk,
brother,
right?
Kendrick Bourne.
Is it Bourne?
Right now it's Kendrick Bourne.
Okay, so either way, what we're looking at, whoever they're getting back in return is not as good as Brandon Ayuk is right now. It's going to be a big test for the quarterback, Mr. Irrelevant, and if Brock Purdy goes out there and doesn't have such a great season, then San Francisco's probably going to sit back and go, is this the right guy we want to sign? So it's kind of like a twofold thing, at least in my opinion anyway. This could really impact the future of Brock Purdy and what the 49ers want to give him. But if you're Brandon Ayuk at the end of the day, where are you going to go? New England or Cleveland? I have a hard time going to Cleveland. I know New England isn't some great pasture of football these days, but man, you just look at Cleveland and that just spells loser.
Yes, I got a good rep. I mean, it's got a quarterback they gave a lot of money to that, you know, I don't know, just doesn't really look like they still have it, but apparently we'll find out. There's been cliches out of Cleveland's camp that, oh, he looks great again. Looks like he's got his arm back, looks healthy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right. Everybody should look like that at the beginning of the year.
But essentially, this is the exact same thing that happened to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill was offered a contract. He didn't like it because somebody else got a lot of money.
Right.
Brandon Ayuk was offered a contract. Justin Jefferson got a lot of money. Brandon Ayuk goes, well, I'm actually pretty good. I just happen to play on a team where the two better options above me are outliers.
Right.
It is probably one of the best running backs to ever play football. And if that's an egregious take, then we can have a conversation. But I think it's...
Well, he does so much. I mean, from a pure running standpoint, he's not Barry Sanders, he's not Walter Payton. But when you factor in, that's why I don't want to call him a running back.
He's a trailblazer of the position today.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal football
player.
He's
what everybody wants now.
Right.
He wants somebody who can catch the ball in the backfield, plus they can run the ball in the backfield, and you can lean on them for four quarters.
Right.
And then there's Deebo Samuel, who's probably the number one flex option in the NFL. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I think that he's one of the top at least two. And then you're like, well, I'm Brandon Ayuk. And also there's George Kittle.
Kittle's over here. So he blocks real well, I've been told.
I don't know, number one, number two flex receiver, number one overall five-tool running back. top two, top three tight end, and mm-hmm. then there's you, and yet you're still putting these numbers. And then basically that's what Tyreek Hill did.
Right.
You know, Tyreek Hill said, yeah, Mahomes is great, but like, look at my numbers. I'm here with Travis Kelce. I was the second option. And then they said, okay, there's two teams you can go to. You can go to Miami or you can go to New York.
Right.
And he said, state sales tax. I'm going to go to Miami.
I'm going to go to Miami.
Same thing here with Brandon Ayuk. You can go to New England or you can go to Cleveland, because either way, both teams are going to pay you and we're happy with whoever they give us back. If they give us Amari Cooper, we have a veteran that's basically like a B grade of you, but still got enough in it to, in the tank, and can be great in this offense. If we get Kendrick Bourne, still kind of young enough, never had a good quarterback. Let's see what he can do with at least something that's decent, not great.
Yeah, here's a text from the text line I'm sure a lot of people are feeling from Miles. I would not want a guy who's willing to go to those teams over San Francisco. Dudes want to get paid, bro. Yeah. Like, that's all they care about. Like, you got to stop thinking guys want to win. They want to get a check. If they win along the way, it's outstanding. If they don't win, maybe they ring chase in their last year or so. It's all about getting the Benjamins, and it's all about getting paid. It's what we all want to do. If somebody came to you today and offered you three times your salary to go, you're gone. And so I don't like when people get mad at athletes for taking the biggest check. That's what life's about. You have a limited amount of years that you can be a professional football player, baseball player, whatever it is, Dusty. All of us have a limited amount of years that you get to work. What do you want to do? You want to maximize your earnings so you can hit the retirement, you know, pavement a lot sooner than you wanted to do, or go into retirement and feel comfortable and not have to work and set your family up for generations. Like, Brandon Ayuk is absolutely 100% doing the right thing. He was with a winner for a couple of years. Now he has the opportunity to go ahead and get paid. You take that check. You go get paid. You take the team that's willing to pay you the money. You've had the opportunity to play for success. Now it's time to play for your pocketbook and set yourself and your family up for generations to come.
We'll get into a couple of names we didn't get to with the Chiefs, but we'll also get into some sweet emotions of somebody who's calling it quits. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco. You're listening to Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio. Ah, before we lost him. Well, we might have lost him still. But
yeah, I think so.
I'm the greatest rapper ever. Hang on, girl.
Got to meet him.
Really?
Weird guy, yeah.
You did get to meet Kanye?
Yeah, while he was running for president, I interviewed him.
Seriously?
Yeah, in Wyoming, yeah.
Why have we not known this yet? How about that going forward?
That's
one
fantastic.
New story about Mac every week.
Yeah.
Let's get to know Mac. We'll be calling him Big Mac by the end of, well.
Well, hopefully not.
Little Wesley Willis we got to get on the show today, too. Rock and Roll McDonald's, one of the all-timers.
You ever had a fish fillet from McDonald's?
Mm.
Okay.
Delicious.
I'm not trying to bring back 300 bucks.
No, I love the fish fillet. The bun is so soft. Ugh. Oh, it's delicious.
You and my mom both.
Very underrated piece of fish.
Oh.
Very underrated.
It's generous to call
it. Now, the last time I had a Filet-O-Fish, I don't know, but I mean, I think it's probably still in the styrofoam box, but I loved it, man. I love those Filet-O-Fish. How could you not? That tartar sauce is the perfect combination with that pressed square of fish with the cheese and the bun. It's wonderful.
So the bun is different?
I don't know. I just always feel like it's a nice, soft, fluffy bun.
I'm going to be like, can I get a quarter pounder of cheese, but with the fish filet bun?
Ask for it. See what they do. They'll probably give it to you. It's probably the same damn bun, but it just feels like it's different. You know, I don't know. It's good. I like it. Give me a filet of fish any day of the week.
Big brioche guy.
All right.
Love that. Yeah, good take.
Thank you. Big brioche guy.
Good take.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Brioche bun.
Commercial break now.
Brioche.
If you're ranking buns, brioche has got to be one.
Brioche, salmon, remoulade, arugula.
Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle.
Great take. Brioche, I'm with you, bro.
Gruden at Cheese Camp. He's back.
Great take. Love the brioche. Give me the pretzel bun. That's the best bun for me. Give me a pretzel bun. And those King's Hawaiians are really good, too.
The King's Hawaiian pretzel bun?
Yeah, I haven't had that yet. Ooh, I've seen it in the high V. I mean, I saw it the other day. I'm like, Jen, get some of those King's Hawaiian pretzel buns. He goes, the kids won't eat those.
We did a theme party like this one time, and this is not sports related, but either way, we did a theme party one time. Everybody brought their own version of a King's Hawaiian-like slider.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool. So did everybody made a whole rack of them or just one sandwich.
No, it wasn't beat Bobby Flay. I presented with a it was everybody made different. I did meatball sliders.
Oh, okay.
Very easy.
Yeah,
Frozen bag of meatballs at Costco, marinara sauce, make them like you make meatballs, plop, plop, plop. Cheese,
one meatball on each.
Meatball on each.
Now, did you have the meatball for better holding onto the bun?
I cored out the top, put cheese in the bread,
put the meatball in the middle.
Pour cheese on top.
So you didn't slice the buns horizontally. No, you hold
out
the bun.
Every top.
Oh, I like that. That's a lot of work, but smart. Yeah.
You got bougie, baby.
Yeah. A lot of people saying the fish filet bun is steamed, and you can get that on anything that you want at McDonald's. Yes.
It says it's a game changer.
Yeah, from the 785, bad take. You want fast food fish, you go to Captain D's. The hell I do. I just felt myself go, oh.
They got a jumping catfish right down the street from me, man. It's good, dude. I go there with, like, you know how, like, Leonardo DiCaprio goes out in public, like, puts the hat on, the sunglasses, the jacket up
there.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'll take the number 3 extra hush puppies.
Why are you jumping catfish?
No. It's Don. Don Likens. I know that Dusty guy. Same last name.
Different person. Yeah. Totally different. No, the Captain D's. I haven't heard anything about Captain D's since Grigsby was around talking about Captain D's back in the day.
Bill Grigsby, traffic. Back in on this because we didn't get to it last topic, but now we're getting more conversation, more Chiefs getting signed. Is this something that we're going to see moving forward? Because this offseason, we said there were, what, 4? We did this a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like we've been here for a couple weeks already. It seems crazy. But we did this a couple weeks ago. 4 players. It was Creed, Trey, Butker, and Bolton.
Right.
Butker's off the list.
Yeah, he's
signed.
Done.
He's back. You heard that yesterday. You saw it yesterday. Yep. Gone. 3 lames left. And there's only 2 that they're talking about. And one of them ain't Nick Bolton.
Right.
Is that now the odd guy out that we have to, as we build this ball of wax, it moves down the new contracts?
I would imagine, like, you're trying to protect your investment in number 15, right? What's more important, the offensive line, right? So you got to look at Creed. You got to look at Trey Smith. Both of those guys are in kind of contract negotiations, if you will, a year before you need to get in those contract negotiations. I like the fact that the Chiefs are out, in front of this thing, and they're finding a way to pay guys and take care of guys. And that's a credit to ownership, too. I mean, a lot of times owners just get ripped and get told they're no good. Here in this city, we got John Sherman, who got it way out in front of the Bobby Witt deal, made some moves, paid some guys money, did some really good things in the offseason. Great investment in Bobby Witt. Like, Bobby Witt's going, damn, man, I need more. And then you've got what's going on over at Arrowhead, and they're paying the guys that they believe are really important to keeping this thing going in the right direction. They paid Travis, they paid Chris Jones, they pay Mahomes, they paid Butker, who I think is next to Patrick Mahomes, maybe the second most important person to pay and to have on that team, because if you have a bad kicker, my God, your life is over and it sucks. You don't want an unreliable kicker, and Butker's as good as they get maybe in the history of the NFL. And so now you start to look at other guys that you want to pay on this team, guys that have a lot of upside, guys that are getting the job done for you. And that's what I like about what Brett Veach and Clark Hunt are doing right now. They're looking at guys that have done their job, that are doing good things, that have a lot of upside, and they're paying them, and they're taking all of that stress off their plate. And that's what they're dealing with Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith now as well. The Bolton one is interesting to me, because if you would have asked me a year ago, which people did, and we talked about the 4 that they wanted to pay back then were Creed and Trey and Bolton and Legarius Sneed, and obviously that didn't happen because the Chris Jones holdout took too long, and so they couldn't do anything until they got Chris Jones taken care of. I don't know where Bolton ranks right now for these guys, right? Like, he's a really, really, really good football player, but he's hurt again, right? This is the second time now in 2 years that he's got kind of a case of the injury bug, and so it's hard to pay a guy, in my opinion, that kind of money that he's probably going to want when he's hurt. Plus, I don't know what kind of market there is for linebackers. Like, I thought Willie Gay was going to get a nice deal on the free agent market. He'd get 1 year, $40 million from New Orleans. Like, there was no breaking of the bank. And so the Chiefs are probably thinking, at this position right now, there really is no rush to go out there and pay Nick Bolton this kind of money, even though he's wearing the green dot and he's the captain of your defense.
I love Mac.
Great take.
Uh-huh. Great take. Seriously.
Seriously.
I love Mac.
Brioche.
Brioche.
Love the brioche.
Brioche. We'll get into a band that retired a little bit later, but we'll get into what is our Sunday countdown coming up. We're only, 4 weeks away?
4 weeks this Thursday.
It's now a month. Football's right around the corner. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you. This is Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio. Song about chocolate that has nothing to do with chocolate. Great live band.
Ooh, really? You seen them? Dang.
Jealous.
Seen him twice.
Oof, jealous.
Just saw him recently on the tour that they said that after this they're pretty much going to put it up in a hiatus for a while.
People start writing checks, and then they're like, okay, I'll tour again. Like, yeah. There's never a farewell tour, right? Elton John's farewell tour is still going, I think, isn't it?
What is it, the Yellow Brick Road tour that just never ends?
Never ends. Yeah. Keeps on going. As long as people are paying, why would you ever stop playing, you know?
From the 816, queen-size mattress, eastbound 70 at Green Valley. Looks a little dirty.
That's all right.
From Zach.
Beggars can't be choosers at this point in time, right? If you need a mattress that bad, go get it, baby. Go get it.
This from the 816 as well. How fast do you think Katie Ledecky could swim in Smokehouse Barbecue Beans?
That's a great question. That is a great question.
Faster than you can imagine.
Yeah. Imagine if they filled the pool at the Olympics with Smokehouse Beans and that's what they had to swim in, right?
Now that'd be a slow pool.
That would be a slow pool, but boy, it would be a delicious pool, right? I would just go down with my mouth open the whole time and just eat all the beans.
Olympic domination from the United States, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
79 total medals. That is the highest. The next closest is China with 53.
Oh, they got into the 50s finally. Yeah. I was looking at it last night. I'm like, oh, my God, we're housing everybody in this thing.
Tied for the most in golds with 21, China with 21, but then they have 30 silvers. China is 18. That's the next closest. 28 bronze. Next closest, China as well with 14.
You know what they're saying about the United States right now over at the Olympics, right? They're the brioche bun of the Olympic Games. Yeah, they're the brioche bun of the Olympics. Nice. Good call.
Total domination.
Brioche.
Yeah.
That's who the United States is, the brioche bun of the Olympics.
Never a doubt.
Great brioche. Great brioche bun. Somebody also said the ciabatta bun is underrated.
Disagree. Mm. I think it's too much bun. I think it's too much bun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too much bread.
Too much. Yeah. It's too thick of a bread for me. I like a softer, you know, more malleable bread than a ciabatta. I don't like bread that like cuts the roof of your mouth either. Like a hard baguette that crushes the roof of your mouth. I'm out.
Mm. I like it like a little ciabatta. Do like a little grilled chicken sandwich, a little marinade and Italian dressing, throw a piece of Swiss cheese over it, a little garlic aioli, ciabatta bun.
I understand what you're saying. It's just too much bread for me. Just too much at that point in time. I already said the ciabatta was great. Now I got to go with the brioche or whatever the hell you said was good. Oh, my God. I'm having bun controversy here this morning.
All these are sounding really good.
Yeah.
913-586-7610, Jay Southland Tow Service text line. How do you like your buns?
Soft.
Yeah. 4 weeks from now, though, you might have a little bit of an appetizer or a meal because 4 weeks from what? This Thursday?
Thursday, yeah. 4 weeks from Thursday.
Baltimore, Kansas City, game one, opening night. Mm-hmm. Banner gets revealed again. And we are on the countdown, Max. So here we go.
So today, 4 weeks, we're going to do 4 Chiefs losses.
Mm-hmm. I'll sit this one out because they're going 17-0. Thank you very much.
I don't think any of us really do have them losing 4 games last time I checked. I think Dusty and I have them 14-3. I think, Bob, you said 15-2, but so
if I had to go with a couple of losses, yes. I will go 15-2. I think most of America, though, like the betting public, probably has the Chiefs sitting at 1-1 after the first 2 weeks of the season, right? Don't you think that's what most people are looking at the schedule? They're going, all right, the Chiefs aren't going to win both against Baltimore and Cincinnati. So they'll be 1-1 after the first two games of the season, right? They can't do that. That's a gauntlet at the beginning of the season. 2-0.
Okay.
Does anyone have them losing the first two games?
I do not.
I do not either.
Just because they're both at home, and of course, obviously, we'll get into it a little bit later, there's a whole bunch of blank fire starting around the league in the worst possible time, at least in my opinion, but I don't have them losing the first two games at all.
Me either. My first loss will actually be week 3 at Atlanta.
Yeah, you're married to this one for whatever reason. Why?
So I think these first 2 weeks, they're going to be focused. They've already got we've talked about it. Their first play against Baltimore, Andy Reid already got it drawn up. They're ready to play Cincinnati. They want that rivalry. Jamar Chase talking that smack. Obviously, they'll get a chance to play Joe Burrow. They didn't get a chance to play him last year. That's our biggest rival probably right now in the NFL. Sure. I don't think it's anyone in the AFC West. I think they're looking forward to those two matchups. They're going to be prepared. And I don't think they'll be necessarily sleeping on Atlanta, but it's a primetime game. They've just placed two, Super Bowl contenders. I think maybe they just kind of come in a little sleepy and they lose in primetime to Kirk Cousins at Atlanta. That's the first loss for me for Kansas City. Next loss, week 11 at Buffalo. Buffalo knows how to beat us in the regular season.
They do. Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah. Nice. At Buffalo, they'll be hype, I'm sure. Josh Allen will play pretty well, as he does in the regular season. Week 16, Texans. This is our one and only home loss
I have. I think Houston comes in ready to go. They're excited to play at Kansas City. The Chiefs, only a measly 2 losses. You know what? Fine. They drop one. It's a close game. And then week 18, they don't start their starters, and they lose at Denver.
Yeah, I look at it like this. If the Chiefs are going to lose 2 games, it's going to be 2 of the final 3 games of the season. I think I think Houston and Denver are the likely ones for me, because I think Houston comes in all hyped up. Like, that's going to be their Super Bowl. They prove that they've, you know, arrived. I think they're going to have a really good season, and beating the Chiefs would kind of be the cherry on top, and then they come back for the playoffs and get waxed when it matters most. And I'm with you. I think they'll be sitting at, what, 16-1 after that Pittsburgh game, or 15-1 after the Pittsburgh game, and they're going to say to themselves, all right, we're not playing anybody against the Denver Broncos. Sorry if people are making the trip out to Denver to watch us play, but Mahomes isn't playing, Kelsey isn't playing, Worthy isn't playing, Rice isn't playing, Pacheco isn't playing. All the non-starters are going to play in this game, so I think they probably lose that one. That's where I come up with the 15-2, if you're holding me to them potentially losing a game, because I just think this team has got this mindset this year, guys. I know I'm hyperbolic at times, but this is the year I feel like it's no holds bar. It's screw you. It's kick everybody's ass. It's take names and then kick your ass again as you're leaving.
I have a little bit of similarities with both lists. I think, again, 14-3 and some of the losses, I'll lean into the homerisms that I'll have here. But I'm like Mac. I think the Atlanta game on the road is the first question mark of the season. Look, I don't think it's a bad thing to lose that game. I just feel like that's one of those games that they always seem to drop, that you find yourself wondering why. You know, you have the Christmas Day game last year, even though that was a home game, it was a weird loss. You had the Indianapolis game a couple years ago where Chris Jones said something to Matt Ryan, and, you know, there was just a couple of fluke things that happened. This is going to be a huge game for Atlanta. This is like their first big test. You get the Super Bowl champions in town, Kirk Cousins, that offense, that defense is terrible. I think they might drop that one if I had to pick one. I don't see them losing at San Francisco, because that's the week after the bye. We know the history with Andy Reid.
Sure.
The other two I have is similar to yours, the Denver game, last game of the year, where nobody plays. It doesn't matter. It's Carson Wentz versus Bo Nix, and it's Bo Nix's big, you know, well, I made it this far. I'm going to just go out and, you know, blaze of glory and try to earn the spot next year. Nobody plays, no Kelsey, no Rice, nobody, anybody plays that game for the Chiefs. Who cares if they lose that game?
Yeah.
And then the only other one that I think is kind of a hiccup in the schedule is at Cleveland, December 15th. That's a noon game. They don't play a whole lot of noon games. Now they finish the season with 3 consecutive noon games. But that's one of those games. Good defense, could be fired up. They got a good running back. That's a team that could, you know, potentially hold you on defense, and also could take the clock out of the game with Nick Chubb back there as well. Look, I'm not afraid of these teams, but if I had to find losses, which is tougher than finding wins, which is a beautiful thing in Kansas City these days,
right?
Those are the three that I think somehow, I don't think anybody would be mad about that. I know the Texans, I'm like, Dusty, come on, at Cleveland, Deshaun Watson and all those guys, you think they could? Well, I mean, it's just, it's at Cleveland, it's
Watson,
a noon game.
Yes!
It's, you know, it's in that stretch where you play all those games in a short amount of days. I don't think they lose to Houston at home. I don't think they lose to the Chargers at home. And then you have Pittsburgh on, you know, Christmas Day on that Wednesday. So it's in that stretch of games where it's a lot. At the same time, you're traveling, playing noon games, yada, yada. So to put some sort of educated guess into it, those are my three losses. At Atlanta, at Cleveland, and then at Denver, you go undefeated at home. You go with 3 losses on the road.
3 losses on the road, yeah. I mean, you tend to lose games away from your crib more than you do at home, but I just think that's different this year for this team. I think there's a mission, and the mission isn't just to win the Super Bowl and three-peat. It's to do damage to the rest of the NFL and to really assert themselves as this dynasty that they are, because we're going to continue to hear about this dynasty, and are they a dynasty, and people want to say they're not a dynasty, and people still want to say that Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. Like, all of this is wearing on Patrick Mahomes, man. Like, it really is. Like, I think this is the year where they just go, all right, enough's enough. You want to continue to play reindeer games, we'll show you who's boss. And I just believe they're going to go out there and assert their will like we've never seen before. 17-0, three-peat, undefeated season. Let's roll, boys.
Fair enough. 4 weeks away. 4 weeks away. You get football every day of the week moving forward until February.
That's right.
First preseason game this Saturday. Can't wait to dive into that on Friday.
Oh,
I can only, get ready.
I can't wait. I may take an ice bath before 8 o'clock. I'm so excited about the preseason game this weekend.
You'll be in bed by halftime. Be 8 o'clock at halftime Saturday night. Feeling good on a Sunday. You got to see everything you wanted to see.
Yep. First 5 minutes of the game. Watch each first team offense, first team defense, and call it a night, baby.
That's it.
Dinner reservation at 7 with that 6 o'clock start. Let's go.
I am one of those goofy guys that'll have people over and smoke meats out and have a get a, an excuse to have a Saturday day.
Sure, absolutely, yes.
Oh, yeah. Meat comes off the smoker at 5:30. Feel free to come over.
Come on over and eat. Yeah,
get
right,
loose.
Yeah.
And then by 7 o'clock, we can go have the rest of our night to ourselves because nothing else will
nothing
matter.
Nothing else matters. No, about 6 to 6:20 is what you're all you're going to need to kind of pay attention to on this one, right?
It's almost like week one in preseason. You hope they don't score on the first drive.
Yeah.
You're like, well, maybe they'll go back out for the second drive.
Nah, no chance. No chance. Even if they go 3 and out, they're not going back out for the second drive. And there's a good chance they don't go out for the first drive.
I can't wait for the question of, Andy, how many plays do you think the starters are going to play?
Yeah,
they'll probably go deep into the second quarter.
Yeah, right.
As we get into cliches on a Friday. You know that's coming.
Deep into the second quarter. Every year it's deep into the second quarter, and every year they're pulled.
They're probably going to play about into the first half.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And they played two drives.
Yeah, two drives. Yeah,
they lied to us. Again. I don't know. It's always funny to hear those. But 610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.